The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, holiday shoppers, I am Jay, the host of the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio, and we come to you during another beautiful Saturday morning. The storm clouds were supposed to come in, but they did not. I love Colorado. More than 300 days of sunshine. I say that with some conviction because I just got back from Wisconsin, a Wisconsin road trip for Thanksgiving. I went to Milwaukee. And it was gloomy, cloudy, and snowy the whole time. My kids are like, Daddy, is it like this all the time? And I am like, yes. Wisconsin and the Midwest starts to get cloudy in November, and it clears up in March. And if you're listening for the very first time, I am your friend, Jay Garvin's. You can give me a call right at 719-330-1457. And, of course, this is the Home and Mortgage Talk. And for all you Christmas shoppers out there, I was up early myself. Usually Matt and I come to you from the studio. But in over 9 years, 450 shows, this is the very first show that I'm doing a live remote out at Tenderfoot. It is out at the RE/MAX Properties building right off of Lake Avenue and Tenderfoot. And that is where Justin Hermes and I are officially doing the cans and hams for supporting the homeless vets. There is a half a dozen organizations out here. And I have the title of the show today is actually Cans and Hams. Now, I tell people that if you're out shopping and you hear this live remote, you can come on down to Tenderfoot and Lake Avenue. You're going to see the signs and the patriotic American flags for this event, specifically promoting food and provision for our homeless vets right here in El Paso County. I've got a lot of things on paper in front of me that I'm going to cover today, but you can call me directly at 719-330-1457. There are a half a dozen organizations, like I stated, out here. It's all being hosted by the Hermes team, Justin Hermes. He and his father, John Hermes, have been in the community in real estate for almost 30 years, and he is hosting this Cans and Hams event. And let me go through with you what it is. The El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition is really the lead organization that really needs, and I'm going to read their mission statement and I'm going to get into what their big passions are, but they really need cash donations from you. I am a member of First Presbyterian Church, and one of the things that I love the most is my pastor, Tim, talks about the Good Samaritan and that story in the Good Book, the Bible. And he said the Good Samaritan, first of all, had to actually have resources and provision. I mean, the best way for you to help the poor is to not be one of them. See, the Good Samaritan was not just good, he also had provision. And you know the story about how two people passed to the left and the right of the man who was injured and down on his luck. But the Good Samaritan came, bandaged him, picked him up, and carried him to the inn. And then he gave the inn provision and said, here's money to cover for this man who's down on his luck, and I will be back to check on him, pay the bill again, and see what needs to be done. So today, we need you to help to be the Good Samaritan. Not for Jay Garvin's, not for the Jay Garvin Show, not for Justin Hermes, not for RE/MAX Properties, or even the Real Estate Reality Show. We want you to do it because we love and care for the Pikes Peak region. So you can give a donation to the El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition by just simply coming down to the RE/MAX Properties building on Lake and Tenderfoot. I'm going to give you the address and all of that as we go on. But Springs Rescue Mission is here as well. So El Paso County Homeless, you can call in 330-1457 and say, Jay, I would love to donate, and we are going to have a cash match. Ching, 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 ching. That's my sound effects today. We will match your cash. I will personally write a check for you. I will personally write a check for you and match your contribution. But you have to call in 719-330-1457. If I'm on the air, of course, just leave a message. But that's not the only way. The event's name is Cans and Hams, because the Springs Rescue Mission is also going to be here. And Justin Hermes is going to be on the program in the second segment, and I will cover exactly what you can do. But you can physically bring a ham. Go to King Soopers this morning, go to Safeway, go to Walmart, and pick up a ham of any size and bring it down to the RE/MAX Properties building off of Tenderfoot, 2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street. And you can actually bring a ham. We need 200 hams to feed the vets during the holidays this Christmas. And we need cans. Now, I say that in the show where you can come down, and I then when you bring your can, I will be your ham. You can see me right in the inner building here doing the show. Wave to me through the glass. But it's 2630 Tenderfoot Hills, and you just come down. There is coffees down here. I have donuts. There is the RE/MAX Real Estate Group down here. Of course, there's Churchill Mortgage. Churchill Mortgage, we're going to be here all day. You have Arrow Moving, who's also a sponsor. Dave and Robin Atos own that, and they are bringing a truck down right now and filling it up with cans and hams right here at the RE/MAX building. And then, of course, you have Dano at Unified Title, one of the largest and most successful and best-serving title companies in the city. Dano's going to be down here. Brian Cooper is the president, CEO of that. They're going to be broadcasting some music out in the parking lot as you drive up and donate. We have Main Street Insurance here with Austin Darby, and then we have House Check. You never, ever want to go through a home purchase process without having an inspector. And Wild Kyle will be here. But I've got so much on the plate. We got market stats here. I'm going to go through some of the real estate numbers today because I've got a really great show coming up about a real estate review in 2019, and it'll make a difference. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm going to be back right after these important messages, my friend. And call me, 330-1457. 330-1457. He's got the red, white, blue.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back of his USA.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for sticking with me through the break. Thanks for sticking through me on that first segment. Come on, man. We're doing a live remote here on The Jay Garvin Show. Matt and I have been doing this show for 8 years, 400 to 450 shows, and this is the first time that I'm looking at these beautiful blue skies in Colorado from the RE/MAX building, RE/MAX Properties, 2630 Tenderfoot Hill, right down on South Lake and Tenderfoot, rather than from the beautiful, gorgeous studios of KRDO News Radio down on 8th Street. But I want to give a shout-out to Jason. Jason sent me a text during the break, and he said, Jay, You're sounding good. There's a slight hum in the radio. I just lost you there, buddy. I got you back. The hum is gone, and you're sounding good. So I appreciate it. You guys got to text me at 719-330-1457. We got an amazing event here, Cans and Hams. Now, you bring your cans, and Justin Hermes and I, we will be the hams, and we will make you laugh. We will make you enjoy the giving spirit of the holiday season. And right here, we're going to give this a shot. Here's Justin. I'm going to have him introduce himself, buddy, and talk a little bit about the vision that you had behind this event. Going on today from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Cans and Hams. Who is this event for, my friend?
Jay, it's great to have you here, man.
I know, baby.
I wish you brought a little more energy, though, this morning.
You're kicking it up, baby!
You seem a little dulled out, man.
No, come on, man. I got a thumbs up from Jason. Whoa, I just got another thumbs up from Denise. I appreciate that. We are live here at the RE/MAX Properties, and we're not here just to play around. What are we doing this morning,
we're doing a fundraiser, and you know what? The money is going to...
Did you say fundraiser?
That's
Razor?
Right, fundraiser.
Fundraiser, baby.
You guys got to grab a ham. Go to King Soopers right now. Don't let me down. Grab some cans, and what do they do with it, Justin?
That's right. Just bring it here to 2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street. We're collecting cans and hams until 4 o'clock today.
Now, this is the south end of town, peeps. This is right on Lake Avenue that leads to the Broadmoor. There's a traffic light right at – that's not Tenderfoot out there, is it?
Yeah.
Tenderfoot and Lake, and we have big time. We've got a whole bunch of people involved. Who's involved with this, my friend? A lot of coordination on your
behalf. Bunch of great sponsors. We got Austin Darby with Main Street Insurance. We got Arrow Moving and Storage.
Yep, with
Churchill Mortgage. Haven't heard of them.
Yeah, got Kenny coming down here. He'll eat up all the donuts.
Unified Title and House Check as well. So we got some great sponsors. Arrow Moving and Storage is going to be we're actually putting the cans and hams in their moving truck.
That's awesome.
And we're
going
to get it down to Springs Rescue Mission.
Dave and Robin Atos are just the best people in the world.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's great. So
and you got House Check. Hey, are we going to see a little bit of Wild Kyle?
We might.
Tell me, how wild is Kyle? What does he sound like?
Hey, how are you doing?
I need to inspect your foundation.
Come on, man. You don't want an inspector who is wild like me. Could you imagine Jay Garvin's inspecting your house?
It would scare me.
It'd be like the Tasmanian devil running through there.
Hey, let's check this outlet. Hey, I'm going to go over here.
My mom would not let me go in China and furniture stores, man. I'd be jumping off beds and couches and doing, like, you know, those Malachi Crunch hammer things and all of that. But
that
the
great.
Biggest thing, my friend, tell me, we got El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition.
Yeah, so that's where all the money's going. Because obviously we can collect the cans and the hams, but the money is going to the El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition.
Awesome.
Which is great.
And we got a truck coming in here. This is Fresh Point. We have a Fresh Point truck. Oh, my Lord, I think Santa's bringing hams. No, they're not. Are they? They're going to Macaroni Grill, aren't they?
They are. They're going to Macaroni Grill.
Come on, man. We're right behind Macaroni Grill. There's a big, huge supply truck that came. I thought it said
hams. You got
hams.
A little excited.
I got excited
there.
But then we also have Springs Rescue Missions.
Yep, Springs Rescue Missions. So that the hams are going to the Christmas dinner, okay?
And then
the cans are going to be going, you know, as like a they're going to give them a little package when they leave.
So it's a little can that said he could.
Yes, it is.
Like, I can make it down to RE/MAX Properties.
I think it is. It's the little can who could.
And then when he gets to the top of the hill like the little train, then he goes fast and he becomes a ham.
That's it.
And he
That's
goes
it.
Down the hill.
Yeah, this is like a little story, bedtime story from Jay, huh?
Okay, you had to put bedtime in there. Why do we have to put pajamas and everything in this, man? Come on, man. This is a Christmas show. But I am telling you this. It's so popular. You've had a couple people that have kind of taken off that can and ham.
I know. I don't
popularity.
I, yeah.
It's
but it's good because, right, they're doing a good thing for the community.
What's that saying that says that duplication or copy or envy is the best compliment?
Yeah.
Come on, call in and tell me what that
quote is. We already got about 100 cans here. What we really need is the hams, though. That's what I'm nervous about because we're on the hook for 200 no matter what. So I'm going to the store after this and buying them if we don't get them because they're like, hey, this is for the Christmas dinner.
Exactly.
We need them.
We need
the hams. We're planning on you to provide them.
Yeah, and we'll help as well. So I'm serious, everybody. I will do a match on everything during this hour. If you want to give a ham like Jason – Sorry, man, you texted me. You're on the hook. I'm going to text you right now during the break to say, are you and Rachel on the hook for a ham? And then I'll match that ham. If someone gives $100, I will match it. And you can use that to go to the El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition, or you can have that go to hams, you guys. A lot of great sponsors here. Churchill, Kenny G. Kenny G's going to be out here with Churchill Mortgage. He's going to be giving away donuts. But also, you heard and you know personally that I am the home mortgage Jedi. We've got an appreciation event, buddy. We're going to invite all your folks on the 28th, Saturday the 28th at 2:30 p.m. We are doing a customer and partner appreciation movie event. We've actually finagled our way into the IMAX theater off of Powers to show an exclusive Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker new release Star Wars movie. But you have to call me at 719-330-1457 if you're a radio listener. Like I'm telling you right now, like Jane Wilhoit or Steve or like Jason, like you are right now, or Nora, or any of you that are regular listeners, just call me and I'll tell you how to get tickets. And if you've been listening and you've never called in, today's the day to call in because you can call in to give. Go on, Justin. Tell me, please, about how did you choose the El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition and Springs Rescue Mission? You have some history with some of these guys, don't you?
We do. We did a blankets event for Springs Rescue Mission, I think, 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Last year it was
400 blankets.
400.
Which was amazing. And while we're talking about that, let me also say, if you have any used socks lying around the house, or you want to pick up new socks, we can take those in today as well. We got about 100 pairs of socks as well.
Really?
So, yeah, we're throwing that in because it's a need, you know.
Socks is a need.
Yep. Oh, 100%. It's the biggest need they have down there is socks.
Really?
Yeah, it's surprising, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to go into the history here, and I'm going to get into it a little bit more, but they've got a really big team. I mean, Larry Yonker, who runs that, is an amazing individual, and you've got Terry Anderson, the COO. That's a guy I sit down with. He's the money man. And then you've got Travis Williams, and then you got Jeff Cook. And come on, you got the whole board. This is amazing. And not now in this segment. Next segment, I'm going to read their mission statement and some of their commitments and their statement of faith is absolutely amazing. So here in the last 3 minutes, I want to review with you. Justin, is it okay if I hold you over the next segment?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay, because
I'm not going anywhere.
Don't go anywhere because he's got two sets of tickets to give away. He's got some furnace cleaning. He's got some house cleaning, some coffee carts. But you have to stick around to hear. And I'm also going to get into some of these market numbers. And did you know one of the most amazing things happened over Thursday and Friday in Britain? The most impactful election in literally over 80 years since 1935. They're saying that this election of Boris Johnson is bad news for the United States Democrats. And then they say it's really the election that they just won over in England, the Conservatives, might be a harbinger for what's to come in 2020 in the U.S. of A. So stick around as I go through that. I'm going to remind you about our event, and I'm going to remind you that we are going to play again on Monday and Tuesday night. We had so much response from my VA loan changes in 2020. You, the radio listeners, talked to your adult children, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends at church that serve in the military. There's huge changes coming. So we're not going to do a replay of this live broadcast on Monday or Tuesday, but I am going to run a special edition of the VA loan changes for 2020. If your interest rate as a military veteran or active duty is over 3.5%, you've got to call me at 719-330-1457. And you can't go anywhere. You got to stay tuned for the cans for hams because, as Justin told me, this is a blessing to our vets and the homeless. I just saw a homeless man in the Dunkin' Donuts, and the ladies and we collectively were serving him. This is the magical time of Christmas. I told my children, you're going to find as you get older, it's not what you get that makes the season special. It's what you give. And it's what the Lord Jesus Christ gave us in his birth. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate Christ Mass, the birth of Christmas and the sense of loving and giving. and giving and loving and loving and giving.
There it is, man. That's right there. Great.
So we'll see you right after the break. These are important messages. Please call me at 719 or text me at 330-1457. Just give back to the homeless vets. Give back to the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission, and it'll make a difference. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm going to be back right after these important messages, my friend. And call me, 330-1457. 330-1457. And come down to RE/MAX Properties to get a free donut.
Made in America.
Do you ever press rewind to the best days of your life, knowing you're a lucky man?
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin.
Sing along to the great American song.
I love these intros, Matt. I love the intros. They fire me up. Literally, folks, I'm sitting here in the studio. It's a makeshift studio out of RE/MAX Properties. I'm doing Christmas cards during the break. And if you give me a call at 330-1457, I just may give you a Christmas card. I definitely will give you a Christmas hug. My number is 719-330-1457. Jay Garvin's here. If you're just joining me, I am your friend. You can go to ChurchillColorado.com if you need any help with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Rates are historically low right now, my friend, and equity is up. I got a Yeti on the desk here. I got Justin, my producer. He's like, zook, 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 zook. That's like my turntable in my DJ. And I got Justin Hermes here to my left. My man, we're doing cans and hams today. And this is not just a bunch of hams sitting here waiting for cans. What is this event all about, stud?
I'll tell you what, man. We partnered up with Springs Rescue Mission. They're getting the cans, the hams. It's for the Christmas dinner. And the money's going to the El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition.
What's the goal for hams?
200, man. We need 200 hams.
200. And we got how many so far through my show?
One.
One.
But
Jason,
it's really big. It's a large ham, I hear.
This ham is, I think it's in the Guinness Book of Worlds or Record. It's the biggest ham. He was the state piggy. He got recognized. Now he's a ham.
I love it. I'm
kidding, PETA lovers out there. I'm a vegan. No. Hey, I am telling you sincerely, though, this is the reason for the season, and it's giving, my friend. I am not going to go into it on the air, but we've taught our kids how to give this season. We gave something away to our church. We have the Springs Rescue Mission out here today taking the hams and the cans. And you said, Justin, also, what else are you collecting? They have a large need for
socks.
Incredible.
Socks.
Yep. For socks.
Yep, for socks, yeah.
So whether you just bring new socks from your house or new
clean out, clean out the drawers right now. It's a great time. Clean them out, bring them down.
Yep, and El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition, this is great. They need cash, don't they?
They do, yeah. And
that's fine. I'll match.
They do a lot of amazing events here. They do a really big one downtown at the Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Where they bring in the homeless vets, and they got, you know, workforce there, and they got goods they give them. They give them clothing. And you know what I like about it? They really vet them at the door and make sure it's not, oh, I'm a veteran. They look it up in their system and say, hey, you know, this
are
is
Are you
no,
a vet?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And get this. The Transition Housing Initiative is focused on the effort that combines resources and skills of various organizations that provide a direct path from homelessness to housing stability. And they used to have the Stand Down Initiative, and I knew this when I was in the Gulf War because, you know, I served in the Army for 15 years. But the Stand Down was in Vietnam when they actually removed units from battle to a safe place to actually kind of rejuvenate. And you know, there was that shell shock back then to actually help them recuperate. Today, El Paso County Homeless Veterans Committee Coalition mission is to improve the lives of homeless veterans through direct service programs. And they've done this every year in October where they have this event that you're talking about. Yeah.
It's their big event, you know. We did a show yesterday with Ted, and it was amazing to have
Ted who?
With Ted Robertson.
Ted Robertson on Care Neo. Right. He's actually in our lobby right now. I see a shiny head.
Yeah. So we were doing an hour show. It was awesome. We had people in from the El Paso County, you know, Veterans Homeless Coalition. We had in Springs Rescue Mission, and we just talked about their organizations and you know what they're trying to do for the community. And Springs Rescue Mission, I think, is making big headway. And the thing I tell people is, you know, we've been dealt some good cards, Jay. Uh-huh. You and I,
absolutely. You know? We've been very, very blessed.
So, and there's other people who haven't been dealt a great hand, and I think we really. You know, that should be our mission, is to help the other people and give them a hand up.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I have so many of you listeners listening. I'm going to call up a couple people like Tim Lee, a good friend of mine that owns Hoff and Lee, and primarily his daughter runs it. But you're very, very blessed, and I know he constantly gives back. Steve, a good friend of mine, Steve Norris, he listens. And we are all blessed. We want you guys, ladies, to call back. You can call me at 330-1457. You can literally come right down. Where do they go, Justin?
2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street. That's right. Big REMAX properties.
Bill. And it's down south. It's off of Lake and Tenderfoot. It's maybe a quarter of a mile west from Ventucci and Lake, right by the Chili's. And there's a Starbucks there. And, you know, the whole Target and the World Arena and all that. Just keep going on Lake. And it is like your third light to the left.
We got signs out there, too. You can't miss it.
And
we got signs and American flags.
American flags. God bless America. God bless this Christmas season. Thank God we live in a country where we can go on the air like this freely. We owe much of that to the vets. And we appreciate you. Some other things here. I want to get in and just talk a couple things. If you share the mission statement, my friend, of El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition, then I'm going to share the mission statement of Springs Rescue Mission. Okay.
All right. So it says here, we are a group of volunteers from across the spectrum of veteran service organizations and individuals with backgrounds and focus points of service to veterans. We welcome everyone who is interested in helping homeless veterans.
See, that's just huge, my friend. And that's El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition. And that's right in our backyard. I mean, listen to this. For the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission, it was back in 1996 that the founders said, hey, we want to start to provide sandwiches for homeless in Colorado Springs in the parks. That was it. Again, with the Fresh Point truck. Bring back the hams. Come on, man. Chili.
They're just teasing us. It's
They're
terrible.
They're teasing us. It's a sign, though. It's a Christmas miracle. I know all of you guys are being moved. It's a busy day, just like Jason. A shout-out to you said the hams are coming down later. You and your wife, Rachel, just have a beautiful, beautiful family. I want Nora. I want Jane Wilhoit. I want all of you. There's so many of you that are listening this morning. Just give me a call. Leave a message. I won't put you on the air. I'll just read it. But the mission statement for Colorado Springs Rescue Mission exists to make Colorado Springs a better place to live. Our vision is to empower our neighbors experiencing homelessness, poverty, and addiction onto a pathway for a better life. And this is amazing. This quote right here, this verse, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, Justin, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Now that's Matthew 25, 35 through 33, 35 through 38. I don't know. It's Matthew 25, 35. Dang it, I broke the emotional moment there by trying to honor my quote. But you guys know that I'm high energy, but I'm also high passion. Kenny Smith, a good friend of mine, it takes one good story of helping another human, and both of us are crying. My wife, not so much. She's got a stiff backbone. She says, buddy, that's me, Jay, because I get all sappy. I'm like, honey, you haven't said you love me. She's like, I told you I loved you in 2012. And if that changes, I'll let you know.
Once every 10 years.
Once every 10 years, like clockwork. With her Christmas.
You know when it's coming, though.
I know when it's coming, man. The most consistent people in my lives are my son and my wife. They set their clock to consistency. Me, not so much. Yeah, I'm all over the map. But I know you guys love me, and I'm going to spend one more moment here. There's an entire statement of faith with Colorado Springs Rescue Mission, and you know they're right down on Las Vegas. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. And you have to go online and read this. The history is huge, because now their humble beginnings rapidly grew to wide ranges of programs on the Front Range, serving over 27,000 households living in poverty. I mean, there's campuses, and you know, I'm not going to go into the details, but I've had the joy to be there looking at a grandmother in her eyes and give her not even the keys, but a key fob to a very nice SUV, and saw her brought to tears. Far more exciting than ever receiving a car. Justin, I honestly believe cans and hams are great, but with you, the listeners, we're so blessed. We collectively are going to start to give away houses to these people who really want to change their life.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is people who have the commitment to change. We help three people from the Springs Rescue Mission in these last 2 months, and we found them housing. So we took them from being at the rescue mission to now they have their own apartment. And that's not any housing. That's no Section 8. No. The only rule I had was, and it started with Mike. He works at Springs Rescue Mission.
Yeah, Mike is an amazing human.
He says, hey, will you help me find a place to live? For $900. So I put him in one of my fourplexes, and he says, I ask really is that you don't, you know, look at my background check and the credit and all that, if you would just kind of look past that. And I did. And so our rule now is, because I get people who call me from the mission, I said, number one, you have to come to the office.
Yep.
Because you have to put that effort forward, bus, whatever, walk.
Get there.
You have to have a job.
Yep.
And you have to have the money saved up. The rest I can handle. You know,
absolutely.
So like the other two people we put in, we found someone, I said, listen, you're well off. You own a lot of rental property. There's a gentleman here who needs a place to live. Background's very rough.
Take a chance on him.
Maybe a felon. Will you take a chance on him? He will pay you the rent, but we just need to waive the background on it.
And this is huge. And
willing to do it. So it was unbelievable to put these people in. And that, I think, is how the community works together and not getting the government involved.
No, you need to do it through these rescue missions. This is the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission is huge. They have an entire board, but cans for hams. I mean, really, we need you guys to come down to the RE/MAX property.
Yep, 2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street.
Yep, it's on South Lake, south end of town, exit 138. Just bring a ham, bring a can, bring money. All donations go to the Colorado Spring, the El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition. All of the hams and cans go to the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission. We have RE/MAX properties here. We have Churchill Mortgage with Kenny G. Come down and see him just alone. We have Arrow Moving, Robin and
David Autos's
wonderful company taking all the cans and hams down. We have Unified Title. Dano's going to be here playing the music. And we got Main Street Insurance with Austin Darby as a sponsor.
Yeah, he's out there right now. I mean, I think he's the best dressed here so far.
Austin Darby is.
Yeah.
You know, the only other person who's better dressed than him is Mark Salas. I love that. He's my real estate. If you're listening, buddy, at Best Realty, dude, I call him to change my tire at 2 a.m. and he comes in a full suit. Crazy. We love you guys all. Call me at 330-1457. I am matching everything that you give, like Jason or Nora. If it's a ham, I'm going to match it. If it is a donation, I've got my checkbook right here. I'm going to bring it out. Great, great cause. You want to come down to RE/MAX Properties.
2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street.
And Justin, they can get a donut, they can get some food, they can get some coffee.
Out there. Eggnog, cookies, I mean, come on. We got the works.
All right, mimosa shooters. No, come on, we got.
No,
in the last
that was
minute
a joke.
Here.
We're here till 4, though. So
we're here
no
till 4.
On why you
and
can't show up.
You have to tune in this last segment. Justin's going to announce. He's got some tickets, he's got some cleaning, he's got some giveaways. So at the next segment, right at the beginning, before we close this out, we got some four big takeaways and gifts that Justin's going to announce, and then I'm going to close out the show with a little bit of news about what happened in Britain, what's happening with our real estate statistics in 2019. All of this is happening right here on the Jay Garvin Show. You know, I'm usually down at KRDO News Radio on 8th Street, but today we are a remote broadcast. We got Matt and Justin on their toes, keeping us live. I got my headset on right here at Tenderfoot, the RE/MAX Properties location. Call me at 330-1457 if you need a purchase or refinance transaction. Interest rates are down and equity is up. That means you can get rid of all that Christmas debt with one call. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Stay tuned. Be back after these important messages right remote. Jay Garvin.
This is your life. This is my life. Work hard, play hard. One heart, 50 stars. It's about
reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
Or would I be talking to stone if I asked you to share a problem that's not your own? We could chase things.
Well, everybody, I appreciate you so much. My phone is lighting up. I actually just, for the first time ever, my friends, got a text from my wife that says, you guys are doing a great job, but it sounds like you have stuffy noses. So everybody, just be reminded out there that we're a live remote. I don't have a stuffy nose. I think Matt, my producer, has a stuffy nose.
I think your nose looks great.
I know. And there's Justin Hermes. And we got like a cameo guest here.
How's it going, everybody? This is Austin Darby with Main Street Independent Insurance.
And where are you this morning, my friend?
I am at Tenderfoot Hills at the RE/MAX building with Justin Hermes and Jay Garvin, looking to raise some funds for some cans and hams.
Awesome. And you run an insurance agency, a broker, you've got your own book of business, and you help people get a better rate in these hail and natural disasters, right?
Yes, sir. Colorado Springs is crazy. The weather's crazy. You got to protect your things. You got to protect all of your assets, your home, your cars, your investment properties, your commercial buildings, everything.
Yep. Awesome. And I appreciate you, buddy. You officially and take care of Justin and I personally. He's the best dressed guy down here. He's got his beautiful girl with him. So you got to come down, get some donuts, bring some cans. What else are people bringing down here, Justin?
Oh, gosh, everything. A big smile. Austin will even insure your smile.
Will you give me a hug?
We're handing out hugs. Free hugs.
Free hugs down here at Tenderfoot, you guys. It is cans and hams. You bring down a can, and I'll make Justin be your ham. And we're going to get 200 hams for Colorado Springs Rescue Mission. We are going to get at least a couple hundred bucks just from the radio listeners of Jay Garvin Show for the El Paso County Veterans Coalition. You can go now, Austin. You're making me nervous.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, he's over my shoulder. He was over my shoulder like Darth Vader. And I'm telling you, I am the Home Mortgage Jedi. We've got an amazing customer appreciation movie event happening for you, the radio listener. Now, not the brand new person that just is calling to get something free, but you that have been listening, so many of you know that I answer my phone personally at 330-1457. I'm going to give you access to a free movie event, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. This is $50 per family. You get a free entrance to this movie that's a private showing, brand new release, plus a concession for just listening for the Jay Garvin Show in 2019. We've had a great, great year. One last time, Justin, tell me what your giveaway
is. We just got another ham in. So we got two hams so far. 198 to go, Jay.
The hams are coming in like raindrops on a spring morning. So tell me what you're giving away. Tell people
to come
down. Okay,
so we're giving out two sets of CC tickets to tonight's game versus DU. So
really?
Yeah, and parking passes as well.
Dude, you need to give that to Kenny and me. Hey, if you guys don't call.
Wow, that sounds greedy. That's not 'tis the season, Jay. We're giving them out to the listeners, not to you.
Tis the season of Jay. No, I'm kidding.
We're doing a furnace cleaning. Rocky Mountain Climate's doing that for us.
Awesome. Frankie's doing
that. That's it. House cleaning from Cornerstone, and then I'm giving out a bunch of coffee carts to Veterans Coffee, which is a coffee shop in town here that gives a ton of proceeds to veterans.
Oh, my God. Now here comes a trash truck. I hope they're not coming. We need ham trucks coming. But I don't talk grammatically correct. People call me and say, Jay, you don't got anything. You have things. And I'm like, that's totally correct. Do you need a home mortgage?
Yeah, you know? Like, I just get too excited.
I get too excited.
Who cares about grammar these days anyway?
I know. I can just do the voice auto spell correct. But we have coffee out here. We have bagels out here. We have donuts at Churchill Mortgage's table. We've got people in Santa outfits. But come on down. Two sets of CC hockey tickets, a furnace cleaning, house cleaning, coffee cards. I can get you signed up for my movie event. But Justin, I appreciate you. I'm going to close out the show on Cans and Hams by talking about some of these agencies. So I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay,
he's
going to be out in the lobby. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, see
you. And I want to tell you here, Justin is the only reason that I did this live remote. And he pushes me. He's a young whippersnapper. But an amazing heart. He's a huge giver. He's taught me. This Cans for Hams is just amazing. His father, John, told me that Justin, ever since he was a kid, always wants to give back. And that's exactly what El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition does. You can be the Good Samaritan just simply by bringing down some hams. You can bring down some cans. You can even bring down, like he said, some socks. That was an interesting offshoot. But you've also got the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission that is going to host a Christmas dinner. And Justin and I are committed to 200 hams, whether you show up or not. You just can call 330-1457, 330-1457. See, it's organizations like this, nonprofit, non-government organizations like El Paso County Homeless Veterans Coalition and Springs Rescue Mission. The vision that Larry Yonker, the president and CEO of Colorado Springs Rescue Mission, is absolutely amazing. It started in 96. Now they provide for over 27,000 households. That's 5% of Colorado Springs population. So before I end, I'm going to give you some other Christmas news here in wrapping up. Here's the big, huge takeaway. The big takeaway is this. I implore you to make a difference. You're going to feel better for what you've given as opposed to what you get. And I shared with you the history of Colorado Springs Rescue Mission in 96, just deciding to give sandwiches to the homeless, or the El Paso County Homeless Vets Coalition. For Christmas here, my friends, it's all about blessing our vets and the homeless during the holidays. The magic of Christmas is not in what you get, but in rather what you give. And we've been given a lot of Christmas miracles here. I'm a conservative guy, but I really want you to look up on Breitbart. This conversation about Boris Johnson's election victory and how it's going to affect the Democrats. Largest sweeping election in over 75 years, the biggest majority for the conservatives in Britain since Margaret Thatcher. And a lot of people say that this is just a harbinger for what's to come in 2020 with our president. So Christmas miracles are coming. I always tell you at the end of every show, please, everybody, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. It's not what you get, it's what you give. And if you've not received your blessing, your passion, and your calling in life, pray to God right now. Right now, say, Lord Jesus, please reveal a passion for me in my life, because that's what I've received in you, the radio listener. All joking aside, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Please tune in next week, because I am going to do a review in real estate with Bill McAfee, and then it's on to the miracles of Christmas to end things out. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio. I want you to call me at 330-1457. 330-1457 right here personally. Call me, Jay Garvin, to give some cans and to give some hams. right here for a very good cause down at RE/MAX Properties on Tenderfoot.
We can make a difference.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. To you.